Arkansas's Hot Springs National Park was a haven for bootleggers during Prohibition, and it was a bootlegger who shot Ranger James Alexander Carey to death in 1927. His son, James, 94, remembers that day.
He was chasing down some bootleggers that was up in the mountains, West Mountain. And for some reason, he didn't have his gun, and they shot him in the back. I was 5 years old, and we really had a hard time after that.
Protecting public lands and the people who visit them can be a lot more dangerous than you might think. Rangers don't just take people on tours and give interpretive talks. They also handle homicides, fight drug smugglers, and serve as small-town police forces.
We've got everything from handcuffs. We've got our OC spray or pepper spray.
Brianna Vollmer is a student in the Ranger Training Program at NAU in Flagstaff.
I grew up going into a lot of national parks as a kid. So for me, it's a great step forward because I get to be one of the stewards so that I can help kids coming into the park and make it possible for these parks to be around for future generations.
Once you arrest this person, you're responsible for all their property.
The program is 750 hours. Students learn everything from constitutional law and behavioral science to defensive driving, using firearms, and hand-to-hand combat. Mark Masiha is the director. He's been a ranger for over 25 years at parks across the Southwest.
We conduct scenario-based training, and so we will bring in role players and instructors and create campsites with rowdy visitors, and we will create building entry problems. And a lot of folks don't realize that law enforcement is a function that's carried out by the National Park Service.
In the 1960s, there was a push for increased training and hiring of federal police officers, including national park rangers. Depending on the area, rangers enforce park, local, and state laws and are trained in structural and wildland firefighting, emergency response, and search and rescue. Masiha says it's a big job.
We run small cities. If you look at Grand Canyon, for an example, there are 2,000 residents. But in my time as a law enforcement ranger, it was everything from speeding tickets to taking down a meth lab operated by the Hells Angels.
Rangers made about 200 arrests last year at the Grand Canyon, most at the South Rim. Almost 15% were for violent crimes. Matt Van Zura is the chief ranger at the park.
Unfortunately, we work our fair share of domestic violence cases, sexual assaults. You know, working that kind of caseload is very odd to be juxtaposed to being a friendly tour guide.
The Island Trail is about a mile-long trail that takes you 200 feet down it in the canyon. There's over
Karen Matthews is
down.
A ranger at Wapatki, Sunset Crater, and Walnut Canyon National Monuments. About 500,000 people each year visit the 40,000 acres she patrols.
We train and we practice everything the same way so that when things do happen in the field, you automatically fall back on your training. You don't even have to, you know, what do I do? Your body just takes instinct.
This year, the National Park Service is hiring even more law enforcement rangers. Officials say some 300 million people are expected to visit parks and monuments across the country during the agency's 100th anniversary. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.